got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is the Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nerd rage. Nerd rage.
Now here are the nerds.
Good Wednesday evening. It's chilly out there, everybody. It's chilly. Very chilly. This is the Nerd Show, presented by the Nerd Store and Right Coast Pizza, to name a few, in downtown Greeley. Glad you guys could be with us here today. We have a special guest coming on. This is a great idea by Farley.
I think this is going to be fun. I mean, I've wanted to talk about this for a while now. We're going to dive into the world of tattoos.
Union Colony Underground is going to be in here. We're going to talk to Keith and Lena.
Yes.
In studio here. Farley, do you have a tattoo?
I have a tattoo. I want more tattoos, but I have a hard time convincing
me too.
Other people to allow me to get tattoos.
Yeah, I'm same here.
It's the problem with joint bank accounts.
Yeah.
Get it on the bottom of your foot.
You'll never see.
You know, the foot is like the most painful place to get a tattoo, from my understanding. I want to confirm
that
with
Lena
and Keith, but... Because some of the most... You have a lot of bones in your foot, and so it's a lot of nerve endings in there, so it really hurts. I do want to get one on my ribs, though. I want to do that.
Big. Just like a giant symbol of some sort.
I was just
going to
get Micah.
Just a picture of Micah.
Just a picture of Micah tattooed right on my ribs.
That would keep people away from you.
It's a Halloween tattoo right there.
Yeah, Michael, but you got to grow the beard back. He shaved his beard off.
And he's eating back
his
there.
His Samson.
He can't even wait until we review it. He's actually eating.
Can't even let us announce what we're reviewing.
Do you have a tattoo?
Nope.
I figured you'd have like a giant bronco or something on your back or like your lower back.
I'm all for other people getting tattoos.
Spock.
Oh,
you know,
Spock,
like creative tattoos.
Would you ever do it?
I'm not really a tattoo guy.
What if it was free?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
I'm not really a tattoo guy.
If I drew you a bronco logo with like Vulcan ears, would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't do it
at all.
With a little bit of a Klingon forehead.
Yeah. You know how people are like...
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Back in the day, there were... Before, like, when tattoos were a rebellious thing, there were people who just...
Yeah.
That was their lifestyle.
Yes.
You're not a rebellion.
Not having tattoos is, like, kind of my lifestyle.
Oh.
And it's not, like, a rebellious thing. I've just never been into getting a tattoo.
It's kind of a fear
even when it was
thing.
Rebellious.
I kind of just wanted to do
weird.
It. You know, I wanted to do it, wanted to try. And when I turned 18, I went and I got
you
a tattoo.
You did it?
Yeah.
You went and I got mine when I was 16.
Nice.
Yeah, my mom took me and we got tattoos together.
Did you really?
It was a special moment.
Well,
that's more
special.
It was cool.
Yeah, that is special.
Did it say mom?
It actually is a really unique experience.
Yeah.
And some people kind of get addicted to it because it's pain, but it's also, I mean, there's a lot of, creativity to it.
Expressing yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is addictive. Like once you get one, it's like Pringles. You can't stop.
Yeah. I have
but hopefully it's not like all the broken Pringles. Like there are people that get those. when I graduated
you
high school, that's when
the barbed wire.
Yeah. That's when those, like you could tell, you know, a gal was going to give it up because she had the lower back tattoo. Like, that's what it meant.
That's
and all the dudes who got tattoos, they had the barbed wire tattoos.
What did it mean if you had the barbed wire tattoo?
You're tough.
Douchebag.
Ah, okay.
That's what it meant back in the day.
I'm not wearing no sleeve. No, I don't have a barbed wire tattoo.
Yeah, now, if you get a barbed wire tattoo, it's kind of...
Tip.
Whatever.
Cool. I don't really care. I mean, I like, I'm a big NBA guy. And basketball players have tattoos.
Tons.
Like crazy.
Tons of tattoos.
Because, I mean, they're in tank tops, so you get to see. They're in sleeveless shirts. You don't get to see that as much with football and hockey, certainly. But so you get a chance to see all their artwork. And there's some really great artwork that you see. And there's some really bad stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Kenyon Martin, former Denver Nugget, had, like, lips on his neck. And
that
was
a cool thing.
It was really strange looking. And then
it's a hard one to do too. To make lips look good.
Yeah,
that's tough.
And the other thing, I think one player had like was his kid, his kid's face like tattooed on his upper chest, up into his neck. So it's like every time you looked at that guy, you're looking at his kid
more
too.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, and it's like what? Why? Why? That's a little weird too.
I don't know.
I'm excited. I want to ask him like, what's the weirdest tattoo had?
I'm sure they've
the
got
nerdiest.
Some stories.
So and let us know if you guys want to shoot us a text KFKA to 31996 and let us know. We're live here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. And as we start this show off, we got to start it the right way with a review. And you're already kind of getting into the Halloween spirit here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Halloween is a big deal right now, obviously, because seasons are changing. And that's where we're seeing a lot of these kind of fun candies and food items coming out. So this is from Hershey Kisses. They came out with a vampire Hershey Kiss. This is a milk chocolate filled with strawberry flavored cream. And supposed to look like as you eat it.
I can't. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at with the image, the imagery.
You're not good with blood?
Well, no. Not really. So, you haven't tried these before?
This is my first time trying them, yeah. Well, that's red.
It doesn't look like blood.
It does. I mean, it's gooey looking, though. Mm-hmm. It's very red.
Hmm. Did you try them, Micah?
I did. You want to know what it tastes like?
Yep.
Mint toothpaste.
What?
Hmm.
Sorry, guys. I forgot we were doing these, and I brushed my teeth.
Oh. So your vote does not count.
Yeah, I will not vote for it.
The one day you brush your teeth, and you do it when we're getting ready to try some
Wednesday.
Candy.
There's Wednesday. Is
I brush my teeth at least twice a day.
I usually do twice a day, but I'm not going to lie. There's days that there's only a one in there.
There's sometimes you're like, I'm too tired.
Way too
it's
tired.
It's usually a late night thing.
Yep.
Or you get up late and you're like, oh, snap.
Mm-mm. Don't skip the morning. That one's gross.
No, you have to do the morning brush.
So what do you think of these vampire kisses with strawberry flavored cream?
Hmm. So Michael's vote doesn't count today.
He doesn't count. He's out.
Because you disqualified yourself by brushing your
anyway,
teeth.
So.
Farley, let me grab another one here.
Grab another one.
It's not my cup of tea. And I like Hershey Kisses.
I do as well.
What is that? Something strong's going on in my chest.
You get like a...
What is that?
I think it's
a heart attack.
It's the strawberry.
I'm having a heart attack.
That strawberry cream does have like a... Not a pleasant sensation to your throat.
What is that? Yeah, like...
Sugar?
Yeah.
I don't know. It is weird. It's like when you eat the cherry cordials at Christmas time.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that... Reminds me of it, like that very, I don't like it. It is honestly like, it's making my throat not feel
kinda
great.
Kind of made me feel like I took a shot of whiskey or something.
Am I turning into a vampire?
Maybe it turns you into a vampire. I just realized the top button on my shirt's
ooh, keep going.
All right, Farley, you go first.
Dude, the chocolate tastes great because it's Hershey's milk
chocolate,
which is great. I love the Hershey's milk chocolate. Do I like the strawberry flavored cream? No, I actually had higher hopes for this. It doesn't taste like strawberry to
very
me.
Weird.
It doesn't taste like strawberry cream.
Mm-mm.
It's a very odd sensation. Like, no, I'm just going to go with no.
I don't like it.
I don't like it very much.
You can rate it?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah. If it's under 5, it means you're never going to try this again.
I mean, I'm glad we tried it just because I wanted to. Because it's like Vampire Kisses. Like, that's cool. That's a great name.
Yeah. I don't like it at all. I'm a 3.
Let's make this taste better and get on to our interviews and talk with Keith and Elena.
Yes,
and
let's try. We'll
I'm
give them
go wash this out of my mouth.
Yeah, let's wash this terrible taste out of our mouth. We'll take
I've
a
got
quick
toothpaste.
Break. We are.
Thanks, Micah.
Did it make it taste better or worse?
Probably about the same. It tastes like toothpaste to me.
All right, so we're going to talk to Keith and Elena from Union Colony Underground Tattoo and Piercing Shop. And we'll talk about some nerdy tattoos.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Wow.
You never know
what. Did you just Google a song with tattoo in it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, most annoying song with tattoos.
Thank you for
I
that.
I bet that, is this it. Blaring in the shop? We're talking to Keith and Lena from Union Colony Underground Tattoo and Piercing Shop. Thanks for being with us, first yeah, off. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, we do apologize for that song.
So we made you try some, well, you liked the candy, Keith. You really gave it an 8.5,
yeah.
right?
I gave it an 8.5, yeah.
Lena, what did you give
Absolutely
this?
Absolutely not. No, this is like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, is it February? What month is it? This is Valentine's Day overdue.
Yeah.
Candy. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
You
weren't digging it. So if you had this in Valentine's Day, would that change your opinion of it?
I would choke it down for a Valentine. But
I just think it's interesting, you know, every year Halloween season starts a month early.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Halloween. Like, I'm a huge Halloween
fan.
You know, but it's September.
I was just glad that it wasn't pumpkin spice. So I was let's try something that's not pumpkin spice.
I like pumpkin, like I said, pumpkin beer.
The pumpkin pie that. Kit Kats were amazing. We tried pumpkin pie Kit Kats 2 weeks ago.
You'll have to have us back again.
They were delicious.
We'll start letting you know, because these guys bring it. I'm terrible at this. I just go grab a
this.
Bag of Doritos and come in, and they find, like, unique items and bring them in.
That's what we're doing. That's the whole point.
I know. I'm going to review Doritos again.
Mm.
Ah, I'm going to stick with an 8.9.
We did try those chips. We had some habanero bacon chips.
Those were good.
And that was for you.
Oh, I love chips. I'm a chips guy. Keith, you said you're a chocolate guy.
I'm a chocolate guy.
Lena, what's your like sweet of choice?
I'm just really bougie, so I like expensive chocolate.
Okay. All right. Well,
nice.
Bring that in next time.
We can get some expensive chocolate.
So we're talking about we've been kind of going over like nerdy tattoos and things like that. And Farley, he's like, we should get tattoo artists in the studio, talk to them about some of the, you know, maybe the nerdiest tattoos that they've done. And then we've, of course, asked our listeners what they've put on their bodies. It's kind of nerd related. Somebody said they had the Scooby-Doo gang.
Well, I think he wanted the Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh, well, then.
I think he wants the Scooby-Doo gang.
We're really excited to do something like that, too. So
you can make that happen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, if somebody walked into the shop like and they're wanting a nerdy tattoo, what would be your dream response? Like, what do you want them to say?
I want them to say, you have my whole back, or you have my whole leg from hip to ankle. Do what you want.
A huge canvas.
Here's the theme. Run with it.
So do you want them to tell you the theme, or do you have, like, your inner nerd is screaming to do this tattoo?
Okay, my inner nerd is screaming to do, like, a whole cast of, like, Game of Thrones.
Oh, cool.
But, like, characterized, not super realism.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Have you done some Game of Thrones-ish tattoos?
I did recently on a sternum. I think I sent you a photo of the Ned Stark sword.
Sweet.
And I actually have a Daenerys tattoo on my own leg. Because she's my queen.
Nice.
I had to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you feel when everything kind of went crazy the last episode or two?
I support it.
You know, I did too, but I was kind of like, give me about 5 more episodes of her losing it.
Oh,
I want to see like a slower progression to that.
Yeah, but I have a therapist. Like, it's fine.
We can get that all out.
Yeah. Let it out.
Is it expensive chocolate?
What's that?
Is that the expensive chocolate? That's where it comes into play?
Yes. Yeah.
Helps get those emotions out.
Helps me get through the day.
Yeah.
So what's the nerdiest tattoo that you've done, Lena?
That I have done on a group of like 4 friends that had been friends for years and years. I did one of each of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And they like each like have their little jokes and they could hardly make eye contact with me. Very nerdy.
That's great. Keith, how about you, man? What's the nerdiest tattoo you've done?
Well, okay. So I'm not an artist. So I can tell you my nerdiest tattoo
I
have.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and we were talking about this outside, you know, what the definition of nerdy is sort of like it's very broad.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Right? So, you know, so for me, my nerdiest tattoo is I have my kitty tattooed on me. My actual kitty. He's still alive. It's not a tribute. It's, you know, it's my cat.
Yeah, but your actual
cat's always with you.
Really big, right on my leg.
Nice.
So, yeah, you know, big tough tattoo guy, but I got my kitty tattooed on my leg.
People just see the tat at first and then they get close. They're like, oh, it's a kitty. It's awesome.
Sweet little
so you
kitty.
Really
okay,
like.
When I did that on him, he said, make him look tough.
he's got his paw out like he's getting ready to scratch like, somebody. And he's like the sweetest cat
like
ever. But he's kind of mad, you know?
What's your cat's name?
His name is Rivers.
Rivers?
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yeah,
he's not tough
at all. He's a lap cat. And he loves everybody. But
Yep, so Keith, and let's do this on the air here. Sure. Keith, so are you, you're the owner.
I'm the owner.
Okay.
So I operate, and she's the artist, one of the artists. We have a lot of great artists, but Lena is amazing.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of tattoo work on me, and she is always really, really busy. She's very popular.
Lena, cool. So I got to ask, because I have a tattoo. I was a big Cornell Audio Slave guy, so I got the Flame, the Audio Slave deal. It amazes me, because I'm nervous. I'm so nervous. And this was when I was 18. So nervous to get a tattoo. I can't imagine from your perspective. I mean, you've done millions of tattoos probably. So, but when you did your very first tattoo on somebody, not yourself, but somebody, that had to be like terrifying.
I had to tattoo myself long before I was allowed to tattoo another human.
How many tattoos did you have to give yourself before you were tattooing somebody
else? It was one session, but okay. It was like three separate star outlines.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
By the time I was tattooing somebody else, it was like, oh, well, I'm not physically in pain, so this is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is the whole idea.
Were you nervous, though?
Yeah, for sure.
For somebody else?
Yeah.
You didn't tell them, right, that was your first?
She knew. She
knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy to me.
So is that a common practice for a tattoo artist to have to tattoo themselves first?
Yeah.
Like, that's your gateway into becoming
exactly.
an artist?
It's part of being an apprentice is, like, taking those steps to lead up to being able to do it on a real
person. So then how do you practice to feel comfortable tattooing yourself, like getting used to the tattoo gun and stuff?
That totally depends on who your mentor is, what they advise you to do. I currently have an apprentice that is just drawing on paper, and I'm having her take certain steps and practices to where just her hand muscles are strong enough and ready. And I'm going to make her tattoo herself probably within the next few months.
Wow.
In my personal opinion, I think I don't know that I would trust a tattoo artist that has not tattooed themselves.
Right, so, yeah.
Because you don't want a person that has
confident
no tats
enough
on,
to tattoo yourself.
You know,
yes.
That would
right.
be tough.
Yeah, super important.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're talking to Keith and Lena. Keith, owner of Union Colony Underground, and Lena, wonderful artist we're talking to as well. Union Colony Underground, tell us a little bit about the shop. You know, maybe do you guys like have a certain specialty that you're constantly pushing throughout, like a kind of a theme, or just come on in and whatever you want?
Absolutely. So, you know, I've experienced what it's like to go to some tattoo shops in the world, and the industry itself can sort of be rough. And so it's not always super comfortable. A lot of times people are kind of bullied or pushed around, looked down on. And so I've had a lot of those experiences. And so when I took over the shop, my main goal was to give people a comfortable place to go where they're treated fairly nicely. There's no attitude. There's no negativity. So we really focus on just really treating the clients well, making them feel welcome. You know, sometimes people need direction. And so you can still lead them down a path. If they've got an idea, but it's not quite going to translate into a tattoo, right?
Yeah.
You can lead them down that road without being a jerk.
Right.
And totally. So our main goal is to make people feel welcome and feel comfortable and feel positive about what's going on. You know, there's two things that need to happen. You know, you need to have good work done, but you also need to have a good experience. And so the experience is really, really important. I mean, we talk about it all the time. So that's really where I'm coming from.
We were talking about that too. Just the experience sometimes can be almost more meaningful than the tattoo itself. Because I mean, it's painful, right?
Well,
I mean, it depends on who you ask.
It's permanent. It works on your body.
It's permanent. It's an experience, and it can be an intimidating thing when somebody first decides, all right, today's the day, I'm going to go get a tattoo. It could be.
Oh, I thought I was going to throw up when I was getting my tattoo. Like the first tattoo, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had my mom with me.
she
held
but
my
she
hand.
Did it. She did.
But she got a tattoo
as well.
But
so
granted,
cool.
She already had like 5 tattoos when she got the tattoo with me, so she knew what she was doing. She was pro.
You're going to remember this forever.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see that tattoo forever.
Yeah, it's
and if you had
experience.
A bad experience, you're going to remember that as well.
Right.
I don't like that at all.
Right.
No, I think that's a good philosophy to have.
So, Keith, tell me about you. When did you start Union Colony Underground?
Okay, so I took over. I actually bought the business in November of 2019.
Okay.
When we did our grand opening in January of 2020. So we're relatively new as this name shop, but the shop I took over was an existing shop that had been around for 8 to 10 years already. So the location and everything has already been established.
Okay.
So basically I came in and rebranded it, renamed it, and created a completely different atmosphere that was there before.
What has it been like for you guys? Grand opening, you said January?
12th? Yeah.
I mean,
it was right before everything
hit. So what is
we had like 200 people there. We had a Jeep rally. We had a barbecue. People were all over each other. We had a blues band in the lobby.
Nice.
I mean, it was insanity, absolute insanity, super fun. And then, you know, shortly after that, you know, things changed. You know, so it's kind of been very unusual.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. This industry is already pretty challenging. Sure. And then to be shut down for a month and a half because of all the things that went down, and operating differently now because of it, has been a challenge. But, you know, what I've found is that people use and see the tattoo world, differently than a lot of other industries. We talk about, what's essential. And for some people, tattoos are essential.
Yeah.
It's therapy for some people.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you tell people they can't have something they love, that's all they want. So when we reopened, we actually reopened and just got really, really busy right away.
Wow.
And so, yes, it hurt, but at the end of the day, actually, we're better off.
That's I love that too, because again, I've struggled with the whole essential thing too. We're media and we were called essential, and I'm like, I've never been called essential for anything. And I all these people, these hardworking people that are putting these businesses together, those are essential to me. You guys are essential. Can you guys stay with us for the next segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get a little nerdy here too.
Yes.
Oh, we got so many nerdy things coming up. I'm curious to see the trends, like with the boys coming, a Mandalorian. The trends kind of coincide with what you guys do too. All right, this is the Nerd Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Nerd Show, presented by, well, we got a fairly new sponsor. Farley, I know you interviewed these great folks, but over at NoCo Mobile Gaming.
Yeah.
Man, that was a cool place.
Yeah, well, they will bring the party to you. It's a giant trailer. They pull up to your party, and they have all of the gaming units and everything ready to go. So they are just going to come out there and have a good time. They're actually doing a lot of community engagement right now, going down to Denver and letting kids play their video games for free, yeah, which is awesome. They're doing a great job over there. And so we still need to figure out the details of our Brew Talk versus Nerd Show tournament.
Yeah.
So are you guys big gamers? Like playing video games?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Smallest amount.
This is cool, though, because this is like an event. They'll be at your parties and stuff, or grand openings or whatever, and
big
kind
screen
of a part
TVs,
of it. Big screen, yeah.
So VR.
Apparently we're doing a match, some kind of video game against the fellas from Brew Talk.
Oh, it's not going to be a match. I mean, it's going to be a massacre.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Smackdown.
That's right.
Like to brag about it.
2020.
So strong. Could have people playing video games while they're getting a tattoo. See? That?
It's totally a thing.
That would be
Can
cool.
Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a Switch. And
yeah.
I'm into Animal Crossing, which is like not super intense. You can like run around your little island,
right,
be super calm.
So while you're being tattooed, helps kind of center your chi a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
That's nice. Do you guys ever feel like when somebody comes in with a nerdy themed tattoo, do you ever feel a sense of more pressure to make it correct? Or
oh, because nerds are
right?
Picky.
Oh,
I mean, they make
you
fun
know
of
that,
us all
like,
the time.
You know that phenomenon where you watch somebody else be passionate about something,
yeah,
and then you want to love it too?
Right.
That's how I feel. Like,
so
I
they come
done,
in like hyped up. Your...
Okay, I have to admit something.
Do it.
About my lack of nerdiness. I had never watched or read the Harry Potter series like at all, because magic was a no-no in my house growing up. But I plowed through all of those books last year.
Yeah,
like a
just
month.
Last year.
Yes,
you're
last
so
year.
Good.
And before that, I had done dozens of Harry Potter tattoos and never had any appreciation for it. And now I look back at my portfolio and I'm like, oh, those poor little nerds. They didn't even know I didn't care.
I didn't care.
Well, if you need to do another one, Hulk is really into
I'm a big Harry Potter guy. Yeah. And I love the movies, too. I mean, have you seen all the movies?
Okay, so after I finished the books, I did it the right way.
Yes.
I tried to watch the movies, and I have been told that the first few, you got to, like, power through.
You have to power through.
I couldn't. I couldn't do it. And then I just... stopped.
You have to. You might want to have a beer or two watching those first two or three.
And
it'll help. Trust me.
Yeah.
Because the acting is just, it's rough. The storylines.
It's like a kid movie.
Yeah, it's a kid. It's crazy to me. It's like the only thing that I've, it's kid-ish. A kid movie that becomes kind of terrifying toward the end. I mean, it's nuts.
I think I might just skip to the end.
Yeah, you could. Well, you read the book, so you have the information.
Yeah.
You have more information than the movie watchers. We're talking to Keith and Lena over at from Union Colony Underground. And I like that question, too, about because nerd culture, I mean, when they make a movie, how many nerds come out and say, oh, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's accurate.
Not, yeah, that's all not. Of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like,
they come out of the woodwork.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I mean, and we've done it too. So I guess it's kind of whatever.
Now we're guilty. We're guilty.
Especially that one back there when it comes to Star Trek.
Yeah.
But I would imagine, yeah, you have people that are like, hey, I am really into this and I want you to make it come alive on my arm or back or something like that.
Yeah. So I did a whole chest piece recently that is the like imagery of the White Tree of Gondor, but it's also an Ent.
Nice.
Like meshed together.
Bring it together.
Yeah,
you sent a picture.
Yeah. And now there's a Hobbit hole.
Man, I'm a Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, all that stuff. So that's awesome. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I like that that's something that I can merge several pieces together because, you know, if you do like the Deathly Hallows symbol, you're limited on how creative you can be.
Right.
Because it's a symbol. But when you take imagery from a book, it's so open-ended.
You bring all the different elements together.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing any trends right now, especially with the passing of Chadwick Boseman? Have you had anybody come in like wanting Black Panther tattoos or like Hulk said with the boys coming out and things like that?
I have
or
not.
Batman. Maybe for the Batman.
There's always Batman tattoos. Definitely always Batman. That just like never goes away.
Yeah. And it shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Now it can't because it's in skin forever.
Well, yeah. But we should always want Batman tattoos.
Do you see that in your industry though? When something comes out, like the Mandalorian, I guess. The Boys is a little bit different. I don't know if it's a household name.
No.
But the Mandalorian with Star Wars, I mean, it's so cool. And the characters are so unique. The child's so cool.
Bigger culture surrounding that.
Do you see that trend?
I think there's totally a trend, especially with like younger parents, that they get to bond to their own child.
Yeah.
Being like nostalgic and growing up with the same characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people get tattoos like to represent their kids, but it's something they loved when they were a kid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that trend is fun to watch.
Isn't that a trend? I mean, because this is one of the reasons we put this show together, is we love to talk about the things that we grew up watching. I mean, how many segments have we done? How many shows have we done?
We did a lot. We did a whole series
What's your favorite cartoon?
Reminiscing of the past. We did toys, cartoons, video games, everything.
Are you seeing that more then? You're seeing people, you know, in their 30s, 40s coming back and they're like, hey, I want to get stuff that I grew up with.
Retro tattoos.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely something that, you know, you get your first tattoos when you're between 18 and 25 and you're like obligated to get something important. So a lot of those are like religious or memorial tattoos for your grandmother.
Sure.
And those are, I mean, valid and they have their time and their place. But then you get into tattoos and you have more of them and you're a little more willing to get something that may be considered silly to other people, but it's, I mean, that's close to people's heart.
Yeah,
comic books that got them through childhood.
You kind of own it now, right? You see people doing that.
Superheroes, video games.
Superheroes are a big one, for sure.
What is the, as far as nerdy stuff, like what's the most popular? Is it Batman? Is that what you're seeing?
Star Wars.
Are you seeing the Mandalorian side of that, or is it mainly the main characters?
How many
of the
baby
movie?
Yodas have you?
I haven't gotten any baby Yodas yet.
Calling out to anybody who wants a baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
The Rebel Alliance symbol, it's the glue that holds us together.
Does anyone get a tattoo of Tatooine?
Oh, absolutely. That is another like rite of passage. You have to have that. If you're getting a Star Wars tattoo, you got to have that.
Star Wars, huh? So, what is the main? How many, like the main character that you've done the most?
I recently did a BB-8. I would say, as far as I don't know about characters, people really like imagery that's like, you know, why can't I come up with the word swords?
Yeah.
Lightsabers.
Oh, lightsabers. Yeah. That's all right.
Lightsabers and like the Rebel Alliance symbol. You know, they want like a symbol rather than a character.
Yeah. Something that represents them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
and like a
Darth Vader
theme.
On your arm or something like that.
Yeah, there's definitely those guys.
Sure.
But...
there's some hardcores out there.
Oh, yeah, and I'm seeing that. But even like with your Lord of the Rings, your Hobbit one with the Ent, I mean, that's clearly somebody was like, I love the Shire. I love Bilbo. Right, oh, but I also really liked the Ents. Those were cool. And you mix that together.
Bring
that's
it
pretty
all
cool.
together.
Yeah. Because you're not going to like just one thing. You're going to pick out certain things that you were really into.
Yeah. So the person I did that one on, super nerd into literature. And we sort of discussed doing like different trees from different things, so like there's almost always a meaningful tree.
Yeah,
in a fantasy,
there's always a meaningful fantasy, tree. There's a tree.
It's
right?
all about the tree. Yep.
And I thought that was a really cool idea. You can totally bring together all of the different worlds that you've fallen in love with, and have something that connects all of them. And you know, see, this is where I get nerdy. Is like tattoos.
Yeah, you get into it. I mean, you're bringing it to life. It's not just an image. I mean, like this again. You're seeing this Ent come out. I mean, you're bringing these images to life.
So did all those trees connect together at the roots?
We haven't
for the
done.
Nerd
oh,
world?
See, you're getting in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm a graphic designer, so like I can kind of connect a little bit with that. Yeah.
No, we have not done any more. It's
a work in progress.
What about the Marvel universe? What about that? Did you get a lot of Thanos? Did you get a lot of the
gauntlet?
The gauntlet, yeah.
I have not done a ton of those. I do love a good villain, but you know, Marvel universe, you got to stick with the good
getting
guys.
Getting the good guys.
Yeah.
Who is the main? Like, is it Thor? Is that what you're seeing a lot? The hammer.
Iron Man is pretty consistently the one.
Yeah,
I think.
Getting like the. What's
no,
his,
the mask.
Just the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a pretty hardcore tattoo to get his energy symbol on his chest.
That's actually.
What's the most painful place to get a tattoo? I've heard it's the foot.
I'm not allowed to say that on air.
Is that strange when you get that request?
Your imagination.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, so using my imagination, when you get that request.
It's going to cost extra.
It's going to cost.
Do you. Is that like.
Say, how often does that happen?
Yeah, how often does that happen?
You got to come hang out at the shop if you want to see the show.
Are you, like, sad when that request is made, or are you just like, I'm an artist. I'll draw anywhere.
I mean, really, you got to pay extra, but I'm here for it.
Does it come with whiskey? Because I would need to be drunk.
I think for legal purposes, I have to say that you cannot be under the influence in size.
He's like, please don't.
The answer is no.
Please stop talking.
The answer is no. Absolutely not.
I guess that makes sense. Alcohol and tattoos usually don't go great together.
Yeah, probably.
Typically, unless
never.
We're in Vegas.
Never.
Yeah.
I can do a beer tattoo for you while we're both sober, though.
And then you can sober. Go have a beer after.
That's key. Exactly.
Well, the idea comes while you're drunk. And then if you're sober still and you want it, then you
then
go
you know it's
it.
Meant to be.
That's right.
If not, you're like, whoa.
I agreed to this show. I'm not sure if you know.
That's true.
Over several drinks.
There were some margaritas involved. And, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to go do this thing. She's like, yay!
Absolutely.
Is it everything that you hoped it would be?
Oh, this is way
better.
Yeah,
this is a blast.
We try to have fun, but you guys make it fun. I mean, we like to talk to people that are, you know, whether they're businessmen, whether they're artists, you're masters at your craft. And it is it's a sensational craft. I mean, like I said, the artwork itself is amazing, but to do this on human beings is, to me, I would be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, well, what made you want to be a tattoo artist? Like, how did that come about?
Oh, I was definitely talked into it. But as soon
I'm
as
sensing
I...
a common theme here.
as soon as I put needle to skin, I knew, like, this is it forever. This is what
I
want. And that has definitely caused me to sacrifice a lot in my life.
Sure.
There's not a ton of consistency in this industry. There's not a solid 40-hour work week pay.
Mm, right.
But
it's all based off of your appointments.
I care about it. I care about this industry. I care about my clients. I care about what we're building. And I've been really lucky to work for somebody like Keith that has the same exact vision as I do. And he has allowed me to really grow in that. And he's encouraged it. And it's a profound thing to know that what I do is going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, right. That's got
to
be cool.
Talk about connecting to people. I mean, that's doesn't get any more intimate than that.
I was always like super scared of the like starving artist cliche and the like artists are only famous after they're dead. And now I don't feel that way because my clients are my community and I get to have this career that really just goes everywhere with me and goes everywhere with all of my clients.
Yeah, totally.
It's really beautiful.
It's amazing to see people's reactions sometimes. I mean, we've had people weep. We've had, you know, and to connect with people that way is just, it's amazing. So there's a lot of fulfillment with this kind of work.
Yeah. Awesome.
Like you said, it's amazing getting you finish the job and then they're out and about now. They're out in the world and they're showing off your artwork. It's got to be pretty special. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll finish up. We'll find out what you guys have coming up, you know, this month. And as we approach, you know, probably a busy time, right? I mean, October, getting into Halloween and all that, too. So,
yeah,
we'll get into it. All right, this is The Nerd Show presented by Right Coast Pizza in downtown Greeley. We'll be right back.
No Code Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Did I ever tell you guys we have the best producer in the business of radio? I mean,
that's not what you said off the air.
He's so good at producing.
Yeah. You guys are so abusive.
He's efficient. You know, nobody's time is ever wasted.
We would not be able to have this show without him.
No, it's not possible.
And that's actually an honest statement.
Yeah.
We kind of need him.
We do. We do. We do need him.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be nice right now, then?
On air, yeah. Let's be a little...
But if you know anybody that likes wants to push buttons back, then no, I love you, dude.
I like pushing buttons.
like I said, we're being good today. Normally it gets a little crazy. We're talking to Keith and Lena over from Union Colony Underground Tattoo and Piercing. Well, thanks so much again for being with us here. I mean, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun.
We had them on the whole show, too, the entire show today.
So, I don't normally really let people on for two segments.
It's been great. So you were telling us, Keith, a little bit about yourself. Keith, again, is the owner. You're a nerd, but you're into the monsters and stuff. You're into the terrifying stuff as we get closer to Halloween.
Oh, I love horror. I love the whole genre. I love the scary stuff. I like the campy stuff. In fact, some of my favorite horror movies are B-horror movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Evil Dead is a requirement. I have to watch them all. I don't care. I saw the music. They did an Evil Dead the musical in Vegas for a while.
Wow.
And there was the splash zone and everything. It was amazing. That. Yeah.
So were you in the splash zone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Would expect nothing less.
Yes.
So what about The Blob, which would make a terrible tattoo, but did you watch The Blob?
That was you know, growing movies. Up, I watched a lot of that stuff and I don't remember all of it, you know, and there's so much. So yeah.
I remember. You could borrow it.
Yeah. That's one of those ones, you know, you watch on HBO when your parents aren't watching, you know. Yeah. You know.
Late at night.
Although my parents did take me to see, like, The Nightmare on Elm Street when I was, like, 8. Because you have to have an adult with you.
Right.
You know. And so
that's where the love started?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it started early. What's that?
I said, that's why you are the way that you are.
I am. Yes, that's why I'm all wrong.
That explains it all.
What about the Chucky movies?
You know, I want to like them.
Why were we scared of those? Like, I was actually scared of the Chucky movies.
Because you're afraid your toys are going to come to life
people
and slash you.
People are afraid of toys and dolls.
You just kick them out of there.
Toys and dolls freak people out.
Did you ever watch Toy Soldiers? They were shorter than Chucky.
Yeah.
And they'd cause a lot of damage.
They were strong. But Chucky was, like, never... Correct me if I'm wrong, but Chucky was like, he didn't have any superpowers or anything. He's
just a demented doll.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he just couldn't die, and
if you locked him up, you could just lock him up, right? But no.
But you could say
they destroy him every movie, and he comes back,
and then he just keeps coming back.
So.
What if you just, like, put him in a prison? Could he get out?
Eventually.
Some way, somehow. He would trick someone into letting him out.
That one was terrifying.
He would get his girlfriend to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
How many of those have they made, by the way?
Six?
Mm,
yeah. I don't know.
I'm not really sure. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot. And they started there's new ones now, too.
That's what I heard.
Does Halloween get busy for you guys then? Is that like, and again, grand opening in January, but in the industry, is it a busy time?
I think it can be. We start to enter actually the slow period of winter is where we kind of slow down. But we're doing some things to try to drive business and to get people out. And so we have some things coming up this month, but we're also planning on doing some Halloween stuff. So we're going to be blasting Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the wall.
Sweet.
And, you know, doing some sales and having some people come in, decorate all the stuff, you know.
So what's coming up in September as far as a deal or anything?
So in September, what we're doing is a flash sale. And so that is a way for people to get a tattoo for cheap. We're doing $50 black outline, $80 if they want color, and they pull it from a flash sheet, so they have designs they can pick, basically, and they pick one they want, and they come in, and they get the tattoo.
So the flash sells not getting a tattoo of the flash.
No, yeah, flash is an old tattoo term
for... I can look it up for you, though. I can make that happen.
Just put a big lightning bolt on my chest.
We would gladly do that. There's nothing's off the table in the tattoo world. You can get anything tattooed you want.
You said during the break, too. Yeah, so you could do the blob. You said during the break the Hulk, because that's a big one, too.
I think the Hulk is a really big one. Yeah, I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a tattoo icon.
Yeah.
We call him Hulk.
No, my last name's Hulk. We just added the K.
Why isn't your skin green?
Well, not right now, because I'm keeping myself calm right now. But when you guys leave...
You weren't calm a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and then you'll start to see the green when it's just Michael and I talking.
It's all the Mountain Dew.
It's all the Mountain Dew, yes. You guys are awesome. We want to do this again. We'd love to get you back on the show when you guys have time.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be
fun. Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah, this is a blast.
Yeah, we've loved it. And again, I know we barely scratched the surface of the industry. Yeah. And you know, so I'd love to carry this this forward, too, and have more conversations with you guys.
Definitely.
Sure.
Totally.
Yeah, so just one last little thing.
Yes, yes.
So the flash sale is September 18th.
Okay.
And we are doing everything by appointment. So you need to find us on Facebook. You can call in the Underground at UCU Tattoo is our tag. And you can sign up for that.
Union Colony Underground. Search it on Facebook. You'll be able to find it, too.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, so awesome. Well, we'll definitely share that. We'll share the podcast and everything, too, and tag you guys in it. And, don't be strangers. We'd love to talk to you again.
Thanks.
So I think next time, though, you guys need to come down and actually get a tattoo on the air.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Now, that
could
would
we
be
get,
cool.
I think we should get... The Star
He's
Trek
got
Bronco.
Lots of canvas.
Yeah, you got a lot of canvas. We'll just get rid of the hair for a little bit, and there you go, man.
Face tattoo.
Permanent
beard. Free.
Yeah, see? I like this idea.
This All right. Is great.
Oh, sounds like show's over.
All right, Keith, Lena, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right, stay nerdy.
Sweet. Sounds bite.
Caroline.
Whoa.
Good
times. Never. So good.
So good. So good. So good.
Yeah. Turn that into a rap song.
Dog.